This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Anti-racism protests took place around the world Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody 3 weeks ago in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Racial equality demonstrators in the United States continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, one who was found hanging from a tree in California and another who was fatally shot by police outside a restaurant in the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Meanwhile, in Europe, far-right activists scuffled with police in London and Paris. The confrontations happened as more Black Lives Matter demonstrations unfolded nearly a month after Floyd's death in police custody, after a white police officer pressed a knee to his neck for nearly 9 minutes. The violent clashes in London led to police arresting over 100 people after thousands of self-styled, quote, patriots, backed by far-right groups, gathered in the central part of the city. Television footage showed some agitators throwing punches, bottles, and smoke bombs at officers, as well as scuffling with rival protesters supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Those assembling said they were there to guard statues and memorials vandalized during recent anti-racism protests sparked by the killing of Floyd. British police said Sunday they had arrested a man suspected of urinating on a memorial to an officer slain in a 2017 terror attack. Protests turned violent in France Saturday as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris and Nantes, France. People gathered in Place de la République, chanting "No justice, no peace" beneath the statue of Marianne, while also vandalizing storefronts and holding up various signs of black unity.